Yes. That is a remix of Fascination Street, one of my favorite Cure songs of all time, from Disintegration. But the mix was on Mixed Up. Prior to that, 10:15 Saturday Night, live in Nottingham from October of 79. Sound production a little muddy on that, I have to say. Not that impressed. I think I played that before years ago. I don't remember. And I probably had the same comment. If you were to find that old show, you'd probably find that I said the same damn thing. What's funny is you could probably hear, I know you can hear like voices, like individual voices of people like talking in the audience. Like they couldn't get rid of that somehow, or I don't know. So yeah, disappointing. Blood Flowers from the record of the same name preceded that, Killing an Arab, the live version from the anniversary, 40 years of The Cure live in Hyde Park, London. And we did play the higher mix, excuse me, in there as well. So because of the problem. See, we basically got with the DJ equipment off here. We have two CD players, two turntables. I should probably make a note of this and let the ops people know. But the second of the two CD players is very problematic. It doesn't connect. And as you heard, it actually disconnects. So you can't actually hear the song. You just hear static. So note to self, do that. All right, moving on. Up next, it's this. So we're having a Cure show, trying to play stuff that's live or stuff that is a B-side, a remix. Some of these remixes are good. The Cure likes, they love a good remix. A lot of good live stuff as well. We'll dig into more from the more live stuff, including this next one from the Pornography deluxe version. This is Cold, live with the Hammersmith Odeon in 1982. I believe that's, what does that say? Sorry, it looks like May of 82. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. Thank you.
by 1,000 Points of Light's WMFO, and that's The Cure with The End of the World from, I believe that's their only self-titled record. I can't think of any others. I think that might be it. It's not like they had a Peter Gabriel phase where every one was self-titled and then they had an unofficial name. They don't have any except that one. Before that, Like Cockatoos, an album track from Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Shake Dog Shake, live version. I don't remember the backstory on that one. I think that's somewhat rare. I think it may not have. I think it may be a B-side on something, but I saw it appeared on the Curation 25 from Here, There, and To Here and There, and I had to play it. Cold, live at the Hammersmith Odeon in May of '82 from the Pornography Deluxe Edition. So that's that actually sounded marginally better than the other one we heard from the Three Imaginary Boys, 10:15 Saturday Night. I guess the old stuff. Maybe it's here in the studio. It doesn't sound well or doesn't sound good. I don't really know what's going on, but the old stuff from The Cure on these deluxe records, I don't know, just feel like the bar is set kind of low. Anyway, so I've got this other remix of this one of Lullaby from Disintegration queued up, and I'm now realizing as I'm putting all the stuff into our Rivendell, into our logging system, that when The Cure put together Mixed Up back in, I think that was the early 90s, maybe 91, they had a lot of remixes that were already done. It's not like they did remixes just for that record, because every time I put in a B-side remix of one of these older singles, it turns up that Rivendell wants to assign it to Mixed Up. So this is going to be like the fifth song that I've played from Mixed Up. Maybe one, two, three is the fourth one. Anyway, so, you know, if you're into that and are noting that, it's not my fault. All right, here we go. This is Lullaby, the extended mix, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
breadwinner begs at the 5 through 4. Live for just his 20 years to have to die for the 50 more.
Alrighty, that's The Cure with Fire in Cairo from the Peel Sessions. So, for those of you who don't know, John Peel, famous British DJ, he had was known for having a variety of bands in his studio, BBC, I don't remember, with BBC One or whatever, I don't remember. But I think he passed in like maybe about 15, 20 years ago. And it's an impressive array of bands from the... it was very important in terms of getting the word out on punk and post-punk. He had sessions with New Order, The Damned, Madness, Wedding Present, Joy Division, Undertones, The Fall, Wire, Buzzcocks, of course, The Cure and The Smiths, and The Birthday Party, which was Nick Cave's first band. So, impressive guy he was, at least in terms of his musical acumen or his musical taste. But I think he may have been forced into retirement under a cloud. I have to Google that later. Anyway, before that, it was Kyoto Song, a great song from Head on the Door. Young Americans, they love these oddball covers that The Cure does every time, especially if it's a song that everybody knows, because they put their distinct mark on it, and it's like you can't unhear their version. So it's interesting, of course. That's a David Bowie song originally. Freak Show Mix 13 from, I think that was the, originally on the, that goes back to that first record we played from here tonight, 413 Dream. And before that, we started the show off with a Lullaby extended mix, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This has been our Cure show. And the idea here is they're back on the road, back on tour, and I'll be seeing them later in the year. And it's a pretty exciting thing. I mean, they do a great job. I keep thinking back to when they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were like interviewed immediately after the induction ceremony, and the journalist, this was circling on YouTube and social media for a very long time. The journalist was like this youngish woman, obviously had no idea who The Cure was, probably a little more read up on Taylor Swift, and she runs up to Robert Smith, or that he, I guess, walks over to her, and she's all like perky and excited, and, "Robert Smith, you must be so excited. Are you more excited than me that you're now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Are you as excited as me?" And he goes, "Well, apparently not." So that's how that went. All right. This is the 13th from Wild Mood Swings on The Cure, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Yearning for another taste, and my shaking is yes. seducing or being seduced.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That's, of course, Pictures of You. That was the Robert Smith home demo, instrumental only. Just something he was noodling around with at home, just kind of toying around with a few things, throwing some ideas together. Came up with a stone cold classic. Before that, the 13th from Wild Mood Swings, and it was Fire in Cairo, the the track from the Peel Sessions there that we played earlier. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I'm about done here. I like how he just like smoothed right into the back into the two-hour time slot. No issues, no problems. Like before, I was hoping the other DJs wouldn't show up. And, you know, that happened maybe a couple times. There was like a group of like nine of them, so that was kind of a far-fetched hope, really. And then if they didn't come, I would just keep playing music, and I wouldn't actually go on the air like myself until like about 9:30. Like, I didn't want to talk about how I had another hour, and then they have them show up at like 9:15, and it was like, you know, a bit of a letdown. But now we're all done with that legit two-hour block again, and I'll remember to volunteer whenever that comes up next. All right, I've chosen a album track from Wish to be my last track of the night. This is from The Edge of the Deep Green Sea, the Parts Check Rough Mix, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week. Ooh,